Country 101.7.
Welcome to Barton County Community College. I'm Ken Hansen, set to bring you some exciting basketball action. Lyon County League action, but at the 1A Division II state tournament. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups. Starting lineups brought to you by Barton Office System, serving Emporia and the surrounding area with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in their endeavors. And for Meritocene Valley, they'll go with Ella Reed, a 5'3 sophomore. Colby Carmode, a 5'11 sophomore. Olivia Lacey, a 5'9 senior. Akira Traver, a 5'4 sophomore. And Haley Bethel, a 5'4 senior. Head coach is Mike McDougall. He's assisted by Carrie Lingenfelter. And for Lebo, they'll go with Audrey Peak, a 5'8 senior. Katie Ott, a 5'5 senior. Abby Jones, a 5'5 junior. Sierra Crouch, a 5'5 junior. And Sage Hadley, a 5'9 junior. Sage Hadley was questionable because she's been ill. And so right now they're introducing all of the Lebo players. I want to remind you again that the starting lineups were brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all their endeavors. And this just should be an outstanding game here tonight from Barton Community College. And right now we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the start on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott, the Tallgrass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By the Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 19th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by UST 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They are here for you.
MDCV postseason basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial in Emporia, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Country 101.7.
The winner of this game will take on the winner of Sharon Springs, Wallace County versus Beloit St. John's Tipton at tomorrow night's 8 o'clock semifinal game. Already advancing for Merler today, Northern Valley defeated South Haven, and Hanover defeated Buckland. Sit back and enjoy exciting high school basketball action. Lebo going right to left across your radio dial in their home white with black numbers and red and black stripes, while Meritocene Valley in their road blue with orange numbers and orange stripes. Gentleman center for Meredith Valley is going to be Colby Carmeau going up against Sage Hadley. Tip goes to Lebo. Peek has it. Audrey out front. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone being put on by Meredith Valley. Ball goes to Katie Ott on the right wing. Back up to Peek for three. Good! That's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three-pointer. Turnover now by Meredith Valley. Now here comes Lebo with the basketball. Audrey Peek has it, gets it across the timeline. Now gives it over to Crouch. Crouch right side Peek down in the corner. It goes to Jones. Jones gets it back up to Ott. Left side it goes to Crouch for three. Good! Sierra Crouch with her first three of the night. That's another. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Manhattan. In Madison, three. And now a shot, steal and a shot is up and no good. And now here comes Traver with it for Meredith Valley. She drives into Katie Ott, and Katie Ott's going to get called for the blocking foul. Katie was not set. And that was just a good job by Traver. Pierre Traver just taking it right to her. And a timeout going to be called by Meredith Valley coach Mike McDougal. It's going to be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. This activity is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part can be made without the written permission of the KSHSAA. And also, online streaming is brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Listen online at kboe.com/listen. Or you can check us out on, if you can't listen to the game, follow KBOE AM 1400 on Twitter. Or go to facebook.com/KBOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. Brought to you by Brian Fillinger of Farm Bureau Financial Services. 6-0. Lead for Lebo. Meredith Valley set to inbound it underneath their basket. It's going to be Reed inbounding it. She gets the ball inbound. Tries to get it into the promote. Ball stolen away by Crouch. Crouch gets it across the timeline. Now over to Jones. Jones back up to Crouch. Crouch looks left side to Ott. Ott gives it back up to Peek. Now left side Crouch down in the left wing to Ott. Ott drives in. Going to have a shot blocked by Lacey. And here comes Meredith Valley with it. Traver with it. Gets it across the timeline. Now goes off the screen. Hounded over there by Sierra. Crouch picks up a dribble. Gives it up. To Reed. Reed loses the basketball, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Abby Jones. So it will stay with Meredith Valley. Up top, they got the ball. Bethel gives it up to Traver. Traver now on the right side gives it to Bethel on the right wing. Haley Bethel has the ball knocked out of bounds. And ball will be out of bounds to Meredith Valley. Grayson Stahl, by the way, is suited up for this game. She had shoulder surgery about a month ago. And now she's back in suiting up. Now shot is up and no good by Lacey. Here comes Lebo with it on the break. Right side it goes Hadley. Hadley, reverse layup. No good. Rebound comes out to Jones. Jones gives it up to Crouch for three. No good. Rebound goes out to the right one. Goes out, and it's going to be off of Meredith Valley because I think if Ella Reed would have just let it go, they wouldn't have done anything. But Ella Reed went over to get it, and she stepped out of bounds. Ball gets in the peak. Peak gets a jumper off. It's no good. Rebounded by Lacey. Lacey gives it up to Traver. Traver has the ball on the right side. I was telling the Barton County people, Traver is a fun player to watch. Traver launches a three. No good. Rebound by off the hands of Lacey, but they're going to say it was off of the hands of Sage Hadley. Inbounds comes in underneath that ball, knocked out of bounds by Hadley. One thing Coach Gardner said, Hadley has been sick this week and hasn't practiced. He's in the lineup today. Traver with it on the left wing. Traver stops. She's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get it on Sage Hadley. Foul on Hadley. Her first. Second team foul on Lebo. 5:18 to go here in the quarter. Lebo leading 6-0. Bethel with it up top. This ball right side to Traver. Traver gets it in the Lacey. Lacey gets it, kicks it out to Bethel. Bethel now has the ball knocked away by Jones. Jones on the layup. It is up and it is no good. Rebounded by Lacey. She gives it off to Traver. Traver on the break. Traver drives in. Off the glass. Good. Akira Traver with the first two of the night from Maricene Valley. Down the court. Layup good by Peak. And a foul. Wow, Lebo got that ball out and got it down the court in a hurry. And checking in the game for Lebo is Allison Conrady, a 5'8 sophomore, along with Emma Marsh, a 5'5 senior. And Grayson Stahl in the game for Maricene Valley. Free throw by Peak is up and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Stahl. Stahl in the first game since the Lyon County League Tournament third place game. She had shoulder surgery. Now, Traver with it. Traver goes to the left side. Now we're going to get a foul on Allison Conrady. Her first, she went through the screen that was set by Bethel. Checking in the game from Maricene Valley is Trista DeCavalle, a 5'7 sophomore. Inbounds pass comes in. They try to get it in underneath. That's the ball stolen by Peak. Peak gets it across the timeline. Down left side it goes to Jones. Jones gives it back up. They swing it right side. DeMarsh. Marsh gets it in to Conrady. Back out to Jones. Jones now to Crouch. Crouch running shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Emma Marsh. She gets it back out to Jones. Jones gives it to Audrey Peak. Audrey says, let's set up the offense. Ball goes to the right side to Jones. Back over to Peak. Peak down in the corner to Crouch for three. No good. Rebounded two. Stahl for Maricene Valley. Now Traver has the ball knocked from behind by Jones. Here comes Peak with it. Peak slows it down. Peak launches a three. Good. Audrey Peak with eight. Here in the quarter, that is another. Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison three-pointer. And it's now 11-2 in favor of Lebo. Bethel with it. Bethel now goes to right side to Traver. Traver. Traver gets it. Now gets the ball to the right side. Now back up. Now goes to the right side. has it. Picks up her dribble. Now it's going to be double teamed over there, and then she's going to lose control of the basketball. It's going to be out of bounds to Lebo. Hadley and Ott checking back in the game for Lebo and in the game for Meredosine Valley. Maddie Rose is in for the first time, a 5'4 freshman. And a timeout going to be called by Meredosine Valley coach Mike McDougall. We'll take a timeout too. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Lebo 11, Meredosine Valley 2. Back after this 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Meredosine Valley State Basketball brought to you by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Hinks and Ranch. Proud to support area athletics and hope to see you March 19th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the Ranch. Visit HinksandAngus.com for more information. And by Cranky Construction. For all of your excavating needs, call them 785-549-3578. Cranky Construction. Proud to support the Lady Trojans at the 1A State Tournament.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured equal housing lender. By Andy Siding, for siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Citizen State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most.
Meredosine Valley Playoff Basketball being brought to you by USD 456, Meredosine Valley. Small school, small town, big fish. Good luck to the Lady Trojans. The Cozy Landing. Vacation rental by the Melbourne City Park. Owners Robert and Lisa Litch. Listed on the VRBO website. Good luck, Lady Trojans and Litch Farms. Wishing the best for the Lady Trojans in the 1A state tournament. Go Trojans!
Deal was made, and now a jumper is up and no good by Traver. Traver now gets the ball down. Lebo gets the ball down the court to Katie Ott. Ott can't chase it down, but it's going to actually be ruled off of Traver. Now Abby Jones back in the game, replacing Conradi. Ball comes in to Jones. In the Peak. Peak has it left side. Peak gets in the paint. Shot is up and good. Audrey Peak with 10 of the 13 points for Lebo. And it's a 13-2 lead for the Wolves. Ball goes to the right side. It's Rose. Rose gives it up to Traver. Traver gets the ball on the right side now. Has it back. Traver drives inside. Dishes it off. We're going to get a charging foul on Kira Traver. That'll be Traver's first personal. Just the second team foul of the quarter on Meredosine Valley. 13-2. Though Lebo with the lead. Meredosine in their first state tournament since 2004. Trying to get it to the first semifinal game since 1995 when they lost in the championship. Ball shot is up and no good. Rebound by Peak. Put back up. No good. And ball stays with Lebo. Yeah, Sage Hadley right there on that shot just looked like. Coach said she hasn't practiced all week due to illness, and that time it looked like it. Colby Cormode in the game, replacing Grayson Stahl. Inbounds pass comes into Jones. Jones gets it to Peak. Peak goes underneath to Hadley. Hadley kicks it back out to Jones. Now to Peak, right side to Jones. Jones thought about the three, gives it up to Marsh. Marsh gets it inside to Hadley. Hadley's going to be fouled. The inbounds pass comes in to Ott. Ott gives it up to Peek. Peek three. No good. Rebounded to Jones. Jones gives it back up to Marsh. Marsh gets it left side to Peek. Peek, 5 seconds to go here in the quarter. In to Hadley. Hadley drives in. Layup, no good. Rebounded to Maricene Valley. And that will do it for the first quarter of action. And at the end of one, it is Lebo 13, Maricene Valley 2. We'll be back with the second quarter following this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. MDCV postseason basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Country 101.7.
Back here at Barton Community College. Lebo. Lebo leading 13-2. Here as we get set to start the second quarter, Maricene Valley with the basketball. Traver has it. Traver on the right side. Has the basketball. Dribbles to the right wing, now gets in the paint. Shot is up, and they're going to say she traveled. The blue and orange do not agree with that call. Coach McDougal doesn't say anything, but the blue and orange were not happy. Gets the ball on the right side to Peek. Peek gets it inside, and shot is up and good. Audrey Peek with 13 of the 15 points. So it's Audrey Peek. Audrey Peek with 12 of the 15 points. Audrey Peek 12, Sierra Crest 3. Traver has 2 for Maricene Valley. Traver with the ball up top, being guarded by Jones. Dribbles over to the left side. Now they get the ball up top to Reed. Reed goes off the screen by Traver. Gets the ball, tries to get it inside. Now can't get it in. Tried to get it in the Bethel. But threw the ball away. That's the one thing with this team. This is a very young Maricene Valley team. That they made it this far is a great step in the positive movement of the program under Mike McDougal. They get the ball in Peek. Peek gets the ball right side to Crouch. Crouch gives it in underneath the Ott. Ott gives it in to Hadley, and Hadley can't handle the pass. It's out of bounds to Maricene Valley. Maricene Valley committed, this is one thing that they committed, 8 turnovers in the first quarter compared to just 1 for Lebo. So Lebo defense is forcing a lot of problems. Ball goes to the right side to Bethel. Bethel gets the ball off to Traver. Traver now they get the ball into Lacey. Lacey gets the shot off. No good. Rebounded by Peek. Peek gets it down the court. Down the court to Jones. Jones gets it back up to Peek. Audrey Peek launches a 3. Good. Audrey Peek now with 15 here in the first half. Traver gets across the timeline. Now this is the ball left side. Jumper is up and no good by Reed. Rebounded by Bethel. Bethel brings it back out for Maricene Valley. Bethel picks up her dribble. Now Jones knocks it away, but Bethel gets it back. Now it gets to Lacey. Lacey's jumper's up, no good. Rebound put back up, no good. And going to the free throw line will be Ella Reed. Ella Reed's first free throw. In fact, this is only the second free throw attempted this game by either team. Shots up, no good. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have the second boys' semifinal game of the day. We'll have a 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock doubleheader tomorrow night on Country 101.7. Second free throw's up, no good. Lathan down the court pass to get it to Peek. Peek gets it into Ott. Ott's shot's up, no good, but she's fouled. By the way, the Linden boys also won earlier today. Congratulations to Coach Michael Massey and the Linden Tigers advance into the semifinals. Free throw is up and no good by Ott. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Crouch. Crouch gives it up to Pete. Now they get left side to Crouch. Crouch gives it. Now they get it into Hadley. Hadley shots up and good. Sage Hadley with her first 2 points of the night. And it's a 20-2 lead for Lebo. Madison Valley with the basketball. We're going to get a tie-up in backcourt between Maddie Rose and Sierra Crouch, and it'll go over to Lebo. Ball goes in. Now they get it back and try to get it in underneath. The ball is going to be out of bounds to Meridacine Valley. Back in the game for Cassidy Potter's now in the game for the first time for Lebo. And also going in, back in the game is Emma Marsh. Traver with it. Gets it across, gets it up. Now going to get an offensive foul. Because Emma Marsh was set that time, and Traver just got a little out of control. Now, Peek with it up top. Gets it off to Peek now on the right side. Three-pointers up, no good. Rebounded by Potter. And Potter's going to get tied up by, they're going to say another foul. This foul is on Akira Traver again, her third. So Traver in deep foul trouble. And Bethel now in the game. Coach McDougal wanting an explanation. Inbounds pass comes in to Marsh. Marsh, three-pointer's up, no good. Rebounded by Crouch. She gets it back out to Marsh. Marsh gets it inside, and the ball's taken away by Grayson Stahl. Bethel being hounded by Peek, gets it across the timeline. Now Peek comes up with the steal. Gives it off to Jones. Jones down court to Crouch. Crouch gets it in the paint to Potter. Potter loses the ball out of bounds. It will go over to Meridacine Valley. Colby Carmode now in the game for Lebo. Sage Henley did not get checked in time. Now she does. Inbounds pass comes in to Carmode. Carmode gets it up to Stahl. Stahl hands the ball off to Bethel. Bethel now double dribble or travel. I was going to say multiple choices on that. I thought they were going to get her more for double dribble. Ellie Grimmett now in the game for Lebo. And along with Allie Peek. Allie Peek, a 5'7 sophomore. Ellie Grimmett, a 5'6 freshman. Ellie is my great niece. So just to let you know that. Inbounds pass comes in to Jones. Jones gets it off to Alley Peak. Alley gives it off to Crouch. Crouch gives it over to Grimmett. Grimmett gives it down in the corner to Jones. Back up to Alley. Back up to Marsh. Left side, Alley Peak. Alley gets it down in the corner to Grimmett. Grimmett tries to get the ball inside to Hadley. Ball knocked away. And we're going to get a foul on the loose ball foul on Ella Reed. As they're going to say, she fouled Grimmett going after the loose ball. Now ball goes left side to get it down and corner to Alley Peak. Alley gets it back up. Now swings it right corner back up to Alley Peak. Back up to Grimmett. Grimmett gets left side to Alley Peak. Alley Peak's jumper is no good. Rebounded by Grayson Stahl. Stahl has it. Gets it across the timeline. Now gives it up to Bethel. Bethel, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 20-2. Lebo with the lead. Now they get the ball to the right side. Down in the corner it goes with Reed. Reed tries to get it to Stahl. Stahl lost the ball to Hadley, but Stahl did a nice job of knocking the ball back off of Hadley. Back in the game for Lebo, Sarah Crouch along with Alley Peak. With Audrey Peak and Katie Ott, they basically brought their starting lineup back in. And now Kira Traver back in the game for Meredithine Valley. Now they get the ball right side. Now, Kira Travers' jumper from the right side is no good. Rebounded by Carmode. Gets it out in the corner and now gets it back to Traver. And Traver's going to get a call for traveling. She went up for the shot, and there was Sage Hadley. And Traver never let go of the basketball. Now the ball goes to the right side to kick it back up. Peek is in the corner. Now the ball knocked away from Katie Ott by Grayson Stahl, and a timeout going to be called by Meredithine Valley coach Mike McDougal. And we'll keep it right here. Want to remind you that if you can't listen to the game, follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. Brought to you by Brian Fillinger of Farm Bureau Financial Services. And also online streaming is brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Listen online at kvoe.com/listen. And some news out of Madison today, and that Madison head girls basketball coach Bill Neinstead is stepping down. Wants to concentrate on being a grandfather. And I think that's pretty darn cool. And he did a great job there with the Madison program. And, of course, today saw the end, the final games for Coach Ron Slaymaker. After 60-some years of being a coach and an official in our areas, mostly as a coach. And as the Opie Lady Eagles went down to defeat today to Little River. Now tomorrow we'll have games underway. The first game we could get underway at 2 o'clock will be from the 1A Division I state tournament as the Opie Eagles will take on South Gray. You'll be able to catch that with Michael Deeker on Country 101.7 FM. Now, Lebo with the basketball. Peak gets it up. Now to Hadley. Hadley's three-pointer is no good. Rebounded by Grayson Stahl. 20-2. Lebo with the lead. Now they get the ball right side. Now ball stolen away by Katie Ott. Knocked away by Katie Ott. The winner of this game will take on Sharon Springs Wallace County. Sharon Springs Wallace County will take on Beloit St. John's Tipton in the 8 o'clock semifinal game coming up here at Barton Community College. Inbounds pass comes in to Traver. Traver gets it in underneath the Carmode. Carmode shots up, no good. Rebound to Lebo. Here comes Crouch. Gets it down to Audrey Peak. Audrey Peak left side to Crouch. Crouch in the left corner to Emma Marsh for three. Good. Emma Marsh with her first three-pointer, and that is a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers and Madison three-pointer. 23-2. Lebo with the lead. Nearing a minute to go here in the first half. Ball goes to the left side. Now they get it up to Traver. Traver has the ball knocked away by Marsh. It'll stay with Maricene Valley. And now in the game is Ella Reed for Maricene Valley. Inbounds pass comes in to Lacey. She gives it off to Traver. Traver's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Carmode. Carmode gives it out. Three-pointer by Bethel's up, no good. Rebound to Abby Jones for Lebo. Jones gets it across the timeline. Emma Marsh drives in. Shots up, no good. And they're going to get a blocking foul on Haley Bethel. That is her first personal foul, shooting two shots, is Emma Marsh. Marsh's free throw is up and good. Second free throw by Marsh. It's up and good. She's got four. 25-2, 51 seconds to go here in the half. Traver gets it across the timeline. Now dishes off the right side to Bethel, but the pass was knocked away. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Bethel's hands, but I thought it went off Audrey Peak. They're going to say it was off Audrey. No complaints. No complaints from the Lebo side. So Peak. Gets the ball up. Now Reed gets it inside. Picks up her dribble. Tries to get it back out to Bethel. Bethel can't handle the pass. They're going to say it was out of bounds off of Audrey Peak. And now in the game for Maricene Valley is Cadence Massantine, a 5'4 sophomore. Ball comes in to Traver. Traver goes off the screen on the left side. Picks up her dribble. Now she's going to be double-teamed over there, and they're going to get a foul on Emma Marsh. And I think the Lebo people are wanting a foul on Traver because she kind of came up with some arms. And Marsh is down. I think Traver was just being double-teamed over there. Just was trying to create some space. But they're looking at Emma Marsh. If nothing else, she might have to go see the dentist tomorrow. And Emma's getting a nice ovation from both sides. So Allison Conradi in the game for Lebo. 19 seconds to go here in the half. We'll have the Long Vine Auto Plaza halftime show coming up. Ball goes out to Traver for three. Shots up, no good. Traver gets her own rebound. Gets inside, layup, good. Traver now with 4 points. Three-pointer by Sierra Crouch is up and no good. Rebound by Madison Valley. That will do it for the first half of action. And at the end of the first half, it is Levo 25, Madison Valley 4. We'll be back with the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Levo Playoff Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate, providing outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Levo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. The Wolf Wash and Dog Wash in Levo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car terrifyingly clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves! And Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174.
Meredithine Valley State Basketball brought to you by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. By Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And by Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Levo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas.
Country 101.7.
Back here on the Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show, and at the half it is Levo 25, Madison Valley 4. Let's give you a rundown of the statistics. The stats brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. For Madison Valley, all 4 points were scored by Akira Traver. They are shooting 2 of 14 inside the 2 of 14 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3-point range. They are 0 of 2 at the free throw line. They've pulled down 17 rebounds, 7 of them are offensive, 10 defensive. They've got 2 blocks and 2 steals, but their big problem tonight is they have committed 15. Turnovers. When you're not shooting well and you're committing turnovers, that is not a good sign. For Levo, they're being led by 15 points from Audrey Peake, 5 from Emma Marsh, 2 from Sage Hadley, 3 from Sierra Crouch, and they are 9 of 27 from the field, 5 of 14 from 3-point range, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. They have 10 offensive and 6 defensive rebounds for a total of 16. They've had 5 assists, 5 turnovers, and 6 steals. So a game that has been really dominant from beginning to end by the Levo Lady Wolves. Now the winner of this will take on the winner of the game coming up here after this one between Sharon Springs Wallace Kinney and Beloit St. John's Tifton, as that is the 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 3 seed being Sharon Springs Wallace County. And I understand they're a pretty salty ball club. Levo's familiar from seeing them at the state volleyball tournament. that pretty familiar foes all the way around here at the, from the state volleyball tournament. Earlier today, Olpe had a tough one with Little River, and they went down to defeat. And coming up here in a little bit on 1400 AM will be the Emporia High Lady Spartans from the 5A state tournament there in Emporia. Dylan Sherwood will be on the call for Emporia High versus Wichita Bishop Carroll. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back with some more on the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show.
Lebo State Tournament Basketball brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 620-344-0661. By Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Meredithine Valley Playoff Basketball being brought to you by the Melbourne Fur Company. They buy raw furs of all types. Wishing the Lady Trojans the best of luck in the state tournament. Call 785-289-7132. The Altic Auction Service. They handle on-site auctions and sell all types of real estate across the state of Kansas. Call 785-893-4315. Good luck, Lady Trojans, and Double C Tax and Bookkeeping. Don't leave any money on the table. Call 785-591-0917. Congratulations to the Lady Trojans, and best of luck.
Country 101.7.
Yeah, the winner of this game, like I said, will take on the winner of Sharon Springs, Wallace County, and Beloit St. John's Tipton. Of course, another games that are going to go on across the area tomorrow at 1A Division 1 out in Colby. The Olpe boys will take on Montezuma South Gray in a game at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to catch the Mel's Tire pregame show at about 1:40 with Michael Beaker out there on the coverage. And then we'll have two games here tomorrow night. The Lebo Lady, the winner of this game, will take on, like I said, Sharon Springs, Wallace County, and Beloit St. John's Tipton. And on the boys' side, it'll be at 6 o'clock, Lebo taking on Axtell, a rematch of last year's semifinal game. Well, that'll do it for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. We'll be back after this 2 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. By Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. And by MT Networks. Need fast, unlimited, and reliable internet? MT Networks has high-speed internet available to Madison and Coffee County. To see if MT Networks is available for you and for pricing, go to madtel.com. MDCV postseason basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial in Emporia, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Lebo Playoff Basketball being brought to you by the Lebo Booster Club. They back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville. And the City of Lebo, supporting their students on and off the court. Wishing both teams the best of luck in the postseason. Go Wolves!
Country 101.7.
As we get set to start the second half, Lebo will have their original starting lineup of Audrey Peake, Katie Ott, Abigail Jones, Evie Jones, Sierra Crouch, and Sage Hadley. While Maricene Valley looks like they'll come out with their original starting lineup of Ella Reed, Colby Kermode, Olivia Lacey, Akira Traver, and Haley Bethel. Maricene Valley's, they're going to have to come out and get some stops, trying to win this third quarter here and get themselves back in the game. But it's going to have to start with some stops. Now, three-pointer by Peake is up, no good. Rebounded. Hadley tips it out to Peake. Peake gets it into Hadley. Hadley gets the shot up. Good. Sage Hadley with just 4 points. Coach Gardner said she has been sick all week. And wasn't quite sure if she would be a starter. Traver with it up top. Traver picks up the dribble, gives the ball over the right side to Reed. Reed picks up her dribble, gives it off to Bethel. Bethel, one of two seniors on the Maricene Valley roster, along with Olivia Lacey. Traver now with a three. Good. Kira Traver with a three-pointer. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Bonroth Land Brokers in Madison 3. That's the lead to 27-7. Audrey Peake with it. Gives the ball left side to Crouch. Crouch has the ball stolen away by Traver. Traver now with it on the break. Stops. Pops from three. Short. Rebound. Lacey can't quite save it. Ball goes out of bounds to Lebo. Ball goes to the right side to Jones. Jones gives it in the corner and Crouch. Back up to Jones. Left side to Ott. Ott gives it. Now they give it ball right side to Crouch. Crouch gives the ball down to Jones. Jones back up. Left side it goes to Peake. Peake thought about the three, but now she double teams, gets the ball into Hadley. Hadley turns around, shots up, no good, but she's fouled by Colby Carmode. That will be Carmode's second personal foul. Now the ball, shot is up and no good by Hadley. Hadley's first free throw attempt of the night. Lebo 2-for-4 tonight from the free throw line. Hadley's second free throw is up and good. To 28-7 the lead. Now Traver with it. Traver takes the ball, gets it inside. Now dishes the left side to Bethel. Bethel gets it inside, dishes it off to. Now Lacey has it, gives it off to Traver. Traver guarded by Jones. Now gets it to Carmode. Colby Carmode dribbles the ball inside, has the ball knocked away. And we're going to get a tie up between Carmode and Peake. Now the ball comes in, ball knocked away, and it comes into the hands of Traver. Traver now thought about the three, gives it off to Bethel. Bethel gives it to Lacey. Lacey tried to dribble on the right side, but lost it. And here comes Hadley with the break. Hadley takes it in all the way to the glass. Layup good. Sage Hadley now with 7. And the lead's extended to 30-7 with 5:20 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the right side. To Reed. Reed now has the ball knocked away by Hadley. Hadley, Reed keeps it. Reed gets inside, dishes it off, and has the ball stolen away. Here comes Hadley with it. Left side to Crouch. Crouch traveled. I saw that from clear up here. And if this guy can see it from clear up here, I'm pretty sure that they can see it down there. The Lebo Boys team over there looking and making some traveling. Like, oh, yeah, she's traveling, she's traveling. Traver with it up top. Traver goes on the right side. Now gets the ball up to Lacey. Lacey's jumper's up, no good. Rebounded by Hadley for Lebo. Gets off left side to Crouch. Crouch launches a three, good. Sierra Crouch with the three-pointer. That's another. Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison, three. The Lebo boys didn't make any three-pointers last night. In fact, they were 0 for 5. How many times do you see a team score 55 points in these days and not have any three-pointers? Now, shot is up and no good by Grayson Stahl. Here comes Lebo on the break. Abby Audrey Peake gets inside, shots up, no good. And that thing rolled up near the top and almost fell through. And then Crouch's rebound and put back up was no good. And here's Traver with it for Madison Valley. She's double-teamed in the corner. And we're going to get a foul called on Abby Jones. That is Abby's first personal, first team foul of the quarter on Lebo. Emma Marsh, along with Rachel Bar- Emma Marsh, along with Emma Marsh in the game now for Lebo. Traver's shot is up, no good. Rebounded by, well, Rachel Barnhart is now in the game. Barnhart gets it down to Hadley, and Hadley's layup is no good. She's going to be, she's fouled on the attempt by Traver. That'll be number four on Traver. So she's walking over because she knows she's out for a while. Haley Bethel in the game for Meredithine Valley. Inbounds pass comes in to Hadley. Hadley gets it on the left side. Jones back up. Barnhart's three. Good! Rachel Barnhart comes in off the bench and gets a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison, three. And that really got the Lebo crowd going. Now we're going to get an offensive foul on Grayson Stahl. They're going to say she pushed off going for the ball. Her first personal, third team foul of the quarter on Meredithine Valley. Peek with it. Gets the ball to the right side. Back up it goes. Now they get it in to Hadley. Hadley turns around, shots up. No good. She's going to be fouled. I think they're going to get it again on, they're going to say before the shot on Haley Bethel. Now three-pointer is up and no good by Hadley. Hadley's rebound comes down to Maddie Rose. 36-7. Lebo with the lead, but Meredithine Valley with the basketball. 2:51 to go here in the third quarter. Ball's going to be dribbled out. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Sage Hadley. Sierra Crouch and Katie Ott back in the game, replacing Hadley and Audrey Peak. It up top is Bethel. Bethel dribbles over to the left side. Now they get it in. Reed has the ball stolen away. Here comes Jones with it. Jones gets it across the timeline. Down left corner goes to Marsh. Back up to Jones. Left side to Marsh. Marsh for three. No good. Rebound by Crouch. Crouch gets it out to Abby Jones for three. Good. Abby Jones with her first points of the night. And that's a Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Monroth Land Brokers in Madison, 3. Right side, now they get it in underneath the Grayson Stahl. Stahl's going to get to go to the free throw line as she was fouled by Sierra Crouch. Free throw is up and good. Grayson Stahl with her first point. Good to see her actually back on the court. She had to have shoulder surgery right after the Lyon County League tournament, and it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be, and she was cleared to play again starting on Monday. 39-9, though. Lebo with the lead, 1:57 to go. Ball goes to the left side to Marsh. Back across, down the corner to Crouch. Now to Barnhart. Barnhart gets it up to Jones. Jones over to Barnhart. Barnhart has the ball stolen away. Coming up with the steal. Maddie Rose, but Maddie Rose has the ball knocked away from behind by Abby Jones. It will stay with Meredithine Valley. Inbounds pass comes in the right side. Shot is up and no good by Maddie Rose. Rebound comes down to Jones for Lebo. Jones gets it across the timeline. Now on the right side it goes to, now they get it up to Barnhart. Barnhart left side to Marsh. Marsh in to Ott. Ott right side to Crouch. Layup good. Sierra Crouch with 8. And it's now a 41-9 lead for Lebo. Ball goes to right side to Reed. Reed gets in the paint. Shot is up. No good. It's going to be out of bounds off of Reed. Checking in the game for Meredithine Valley, Katie Massantine, along with Tate and Gilhouse. Under a minute to go here in the third. Now, Crouch with it. Gets the ball left side to Jones. Jones to Crouch. Now up to Jones. Jones gives it. Now, shot is up and no good by Barnhart. Rebound put back up and good by Katie Ott. Ott with her first 2 points in the game. That means all five of Lebo starters have scored. 21 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Katie Ott comes up with the steal. Ott gets it down court to Crouch. Crouch, left side it goes to Marsh. Marsh layup, no good. Rebounded by Crouch. Crouch gets it to Jones. Jones' shot is up and good. Abby Jones now with 5. And that will do it for the third quarter of action. At the end of 3, Lebo 45, Meredithine Valley 9. We'll be back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Henry Ott, the Tallgrass Appraisal Services, and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. By the Hinkson Ranch, proud to support area athletes, and they hope to see you March 19th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They are here for you. Meredithine Valley State Basketball, brought to you by Andy Siding. For siding, gutters, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Hinkson Ranch. Proud to support area athletics and hope to see you March 19th for the annual Bull Female Sale at the ranch. Visit HinksonAngus.com for more information. And by Cranky Construction. For all of your excavating needs, call them 785-549-3578. Preaky Construction, proud to support the Lady Trojans at the 1A State Tournament.
Country 101.7.
A steal by Akira Traver, and she drives it down. She's going to be fouled and go at the free throw line. Foul is on Allie Peake. That's her first personal. Free throw is up and no good. Traver's second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Cormode. Cormode's shot is up, no good. Rebound out of bounds to Lebo. Maricene Valley shooting 3 of 21 tonight from the field. Ball goes down the court to Conradi. Conradi goes across court. Allie Peake down in the corner. It goes to Van Ocker. Van Ocker gets it. They go to the right side. Three-pointer by Conradi is up and good. Allison Conradi with a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers 3. And also another one by Akira Traver. A three-pointer, Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. And timeout called by Maricene Valley coach Mike McDougall. Will take a timeout too. 7:16 to go in the fourth quarter. It is Lebo 48, Maricene Valley 12. Back after this one-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by the Farmer State Bank of Aliceville, serving the local area's banking needs for over 100 years. The bank that appreciates your business. FDIC insured equal housing lender. By Andy Siding, for siding gutters and window installs and repairs. Contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Citizen State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters most.
Mayor Dacine Valley Playoff Basketball being brought to you by USD 456 Mayor Dacine Valley. Small school, small town, big family. Good luck to the Lady Trojans. The Cozy Landing. Vacation rental by the Melbourne City Park. Owners Robert and Lisa Litch. Listed on the VRBO website. Good luck, Lady Trojans. And Litch Farms. Wishing the best for the Lady Trojans in the 1A state tournament. Go Trojans!
Country 101.7.
And we had a steal and a shot is up and good by Olivia Lacey. Olivia with her first two of the night. 48-14. Maricene Valley with the trailing Lebo. Van Ocker has the ball, tries to get it in underneath. Tried to get it in underneath the Cassidy Potter, and ball knocked out of bounds. Grimmett set to inbound it. She gets the ball in to Allie Peake. Over to the right side to Ellie Grimmett. Back to Peake. Allie Peake's three-pointer is up, no good. Rebounded by Traver for Maricene Valley. Traver on the break. Gets the ball left side to Reed. Reed, jumper, no good. Rebound by Cormode. Gives it over right side to Traver. Shots up, good, and she's fouled. Kira Traver in double figures now with, so I'll now give her 12. Rachel Barnhart back in the game, replacing Abigail Van Ocker. Albriana Van Ocker. Free throw is up, no good. Rebounded by Allie Peake. She gives the ball off to Cassidy Potter. Potter out to Allie Peake. Ball goes to the left side to Ellie Grimmett. Grimmett gives the ball off. Now shot is up and good by Allison Conradi. She's got 5. And extends the lead to 50-16. So it looks like we'll be here for a Lebo doubleheader tomorrow night. Ball goes to the left side to Bethel. Bethel's three-pointer's up and good. Haley Bethel with a Henriot with Tallgrass Appraisal and Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison 3. Ball goes back to Ellie Grimmett for three. Shots up, no good. Rebound by Maricene Valley. We got, looks like Colby Carmone laying there on the floor. And so as they attend, the Carmone will take a break. We'll take a 1 minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.
Lebo postseason basketball is brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. MDCV postseason basketball is brought to you by Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Country 101.7.
Maricene Valley with the basketball. Traver gets it across the timeline. Now dribbles over to the left side. Gets in the paint. Shot is up and good, and a foul. And they say the foul's going to be on Allison Conrady. No, they're going to give it on Cassidy Potter. Free throw by Travers up and no good. Rebounded by Ellie Grimmett for Lebo. She gets it across the timeline. Down the court it goes. Tried to get it inside. Has the ball stolen by Traver. Traver again comes on the break. Stops. Pops from three. Short. Rebound to Lebo. Here comes Grimmett with it. Right side. Gets it down underneath. Now layup by Potter. Good. Cassidy Potter with two. Gets in the scorebook. 52-21. Lebo with the lead. But Maricene Valley with the basketball. Traver goes over to the left side and dishes it off to Reed. Reed goes off the screen. And now Reed has the ball stolen by Grimmett. Grimmett on the breakaway. Layup is no good. She's fouled. She'll be going to the free throw line. No pressure on Ellie. She's got to get in the scorebook. Foul is the third foul on Haley Bethel. Free throw is up and it is no good. Grimmett's free throw is up and good. Ellie Grimmett in the scorebook with her first point. And Aubriana Van Ocker checking back in the game, replacing Conrady. Get the ball inside. Shot is up and good by Olivia Lacey. She's got four. Cuts the lead to 53-23. Ball goes to the left side. Barnhart gets it down to Van Ocker. Van Ocker's jumper is up and no good. Rebound put back up by Barnhart's no good. Rebound by Grimmett. Shot is up and no good. This time the rebound goes out of bounds off of Maricene Valley. Don't forget, if you want to listen to some more exciting high school basketball action, tuned to 1400 AM or 96.9 FM at 8 o'clock for the Emporia High Lady Spartans taking on the Wichita Bishop Carroll Lady Eagles. A three-pointer by Ellie Grimmett is up and no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Barnhart. This time the rebound comes down to Lacey for Maricene Valley, and she's fouled. Now, Dylan Sherwood will be on the call there tonight from White Auditorium. Now, Draver with the basketball goes to the left side, gets it up to Lacey. Lacey gets the ball to the right side, now back up to Lacey. Lacey jumper is up, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by DeCavalier. Now Traver with it, gives it to Lacey. Traver, three-pointer is up and no good. Rebounded by Allie Peek, who has the ball stolen. Ball stolen away by DeCavalier. And it's going to be a turnover, too. It's going to stay with Maricene Valley. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball in to Lacey. Lacey's shot is up and good. Olivia Lacey now with six. Olivia will be one of the participants in the Flint Hills Optimist Area High School All-Star Game, along with Katie Ott and Audrey Peek from this game. Now we're going to have a turn. Now we're going to have the ball staying with Lebo. Ellie Grimmett set to inbound it. The ball goes in the corner to Grimmett for three. No good. Rebounded to Maricene Valley, but Traver had the ball stolen by Barnhart. Then Traver went over and tied up Barnhart, so it'll stay with, it'll go to Maricene Valley. Traver with it. Gets the ball to Lacey. Lacey, now right side it goes. Jumper's up and good by Tayson Gilhouse. That's her first 2 points of the night. Nice job, Tayson, getting in the book. Well, they're already in the book, but now they get in the rundowns with points. On the left side, it goes to Allie Peek. Allie gets it off. The shot is up and no good by Barnhart. And rebound by Bethel for Maricene Valley. Under 2 minutes to go. Bethel gives it up to Traver. Traver goes to the left side. Lacey. Lacey's jumper's up. No good. Rebounded back to Maricene Valley. The ball gets inside. The layup is up and good by Tristan DeCamelay. With her first two. Now Peek. Ball goes left side to Van Ocker. Van Ocker gets it in to Barnhart. Barnhart, left side, Potter. Potter's shot is up and good. Cassie Potter with four. Now driving in, they get the ball. And ball's going to be a tie up. It will go over to Lebo. Hope to get Coach Patrick Gardner on after the game. Now the ball gets inside. The Bishop left side down in the corner it goes. Back up top. Three-pointer by Barnhart's up. No good. Rebounded by Lacey. Lacey gives it off to Traver. Traver gets it across the timeline. Gets it inside. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by Lebo. And shot is inside. Is no good by Conradi. And that's going to be a foul on Haley Bethel. That'll be number four on Haley Bethel. I think Coach McDougal's going to pull the seniors out. Free throw by Conradi is up and good. Now in the game, Cadence Massantine, along with Maddie Rose and Grayson Stahl. Free throw is up and no good by Conradi. Stahl can't handle the rebound, but they're going to say it was out of bounds off of Rachel Barnhart. Seconds to go. Now Barnhart, they get the ball down. Get it up top, Maddie Rose. Maddie Rose dribbles right side, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Barnhart. Barnhart's going to have the ball taken away by Olivia Lacey, and they're going to call a foul on the play. Foul is going to be on Maddie Rose, her first personal. Third team foul of the quarter on Meredith St. Valley. Well, the Lebo Lady Wolves will advance to tomorrow night's semifinal game. And Meredith St. Valley's terrific season by the Lady Trojans will end at 14-10. The first time being at state in 20 years. And comes to an end tonight. The Lebo Wolves advance to tomorrow night's semifinal. Well, they'll take on the winner of Wallace County and Beloit St. John's Tipton. The final score here tonight, Lebo 56, Meredith Valley 29. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show following this 2-minute timeout on Country 101.7 FM.